Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com, and we've got some of the stories you might have missed but need to know about in our community. It's been a lovely couple of days in Columbus County. If you like snow, some of our younger folks had never seen it in person before. Now, we have several slideshows on our social media pages as well as the CCN homepage. You still feel free to share your pictures with us if you like. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Misty Crib is being held today from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pond in Whiteville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakana. Chicken bog tickets are $10, and you can just go right up there and purchase it either at Happy Home or at Murph's Pond from 11 until 2. You know how we like sharing heroes and good Samaritans each week. There are almost too many to mention in this week's good news, but we're going to get to some of them, all the way from the state and city crews who are still working to keep the roads safe to the ever-patient telecommunications folks in the County 911 Center. All our first responders and our frontline workers deserve a round of applause and a cup of hot chocolate, because it's been cold, people. Some of those men and ladies were out in single-digit wind chills making sure emergency calls were answered and roads were safe for those who were on the way to help others. We can't thank you enough. We'll be right back with more of the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Columbus County had 20 deaths from drug overdoses in 2022. That's 20 too many.
Columbus County wants to reduce the harm caused by opioids, drugs, alcohol, and vaping. Our Quitty campaign has information you can share with family and friends and a 24-hour helpline at 910-640-8872. Hope starts here. Help starts now. 910-640-8872.
Welcome back to the good news, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver for ColumbusCountyNews.com. We've got to mention some names to you folks. Y'all really stepped up this past week during the freezing, cold, snowy, icy weather. David Vernon Watts volunteered to step up and make deliveries for the elderly in Tabor City when the roads were too slick and it was too dangerous for them out there. The ever cheerful Laura Elizabeth Norton, our buddy, went above and beyond with customer service in Hallsboro even after her own pump froze up and she didn't have water at home, but she made sure folks were taken care of there at the store. A good Samaritan who didn't want his name mentioned has been reaching out to the local homeless and other folks in need to make sure that they were warm and fed and to be sure they could get to the warming station in Facts of Life Church. Retiring Lake Waccamaw Police Chief Scott High got it to introduce some area kids to what passes for sledding in our area. Thanks to the new embankments on US 74, I understand a wonderful time was had by all. Keisha Cromer showed that even wild things need a hand sometimes. She spotted an injured possum at Honey Hill and Sam Potts Highway Tuesday while the snow was falling, and she got the crimpy critter to a licensed rehabilitator. I understand he's doing just fine. The warming station, by the way, is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Wyville. Pastor Daisy Brooks is extending hours on extremely cold days. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups. Now, the immediate donation needs that they need are baby supplies, coffee, bottled water, and toilet paper, but there's quite a few others as well. Call 910-918-4531 to see how you can help out. On January 6th, we lost a very special member of our CCN family, Miss Misty Cribb. She died in a car crash that left two of her children injured. Now, the youngest victim in that crash is continuing her recovery at UNCH hospitals. Kyla May sustained major injuries to her neck and spine. She will be months in recovery, but she's doing very well. See that beautiful smile every day on Facebook. She had a special visitor this week, a comfort dog named Della May. Kyla and Della had a lot of fun talking about their similar names. Kyla's Aunt Ashley Roby is providing regular updates on Facebook documenting Kyla's progress. Her stepbrother Maddox is home, by the way, and he is recovering. Just please continue to keep the entire family in your thoughts and prayers. Western Prong Baptist Church is going to hold a meeting January 26th for anyone interested in volunteering for the upcoming Tim Tebow Night to Shine. Now, the group needs a videographer. If you know of someone who'd be interested in helping out, that would be a good time to hook up with the folks out there. The meeting will be at 4 p.m. on January 26th at Western Prong Baptist Church. The Western Prong, of course, is located between Wyville and Clarkton at 167 Peacock Road. The Forest Service is offering two state-certified prescribed burner classes this year. The class is $25 and includes classroom, virtual learning, and field work. Classes are set for May 19th through the 22nd and October 20th through the 23rd. For more information, go to ncforestservice.gov. Piney Forest Baptist Church is going to host Empower Her 2025 on February 1st at from 9 a.m. until noon. Lynn Cowell and Amy Carroll will be the special speakers. Praise and worship music will be brought by the Crossroads Band. There will be fellowship, door prizes, books and merchandise, and much more. Tickets are $20. Call 910-625-5205 or 910-770-1292. Piney Forest is located at 4509 Andrew Jackson Highway Southwest, Chaburn. Chaburn Baptist Association Spring Revival is set for March 10th through 13th at Hallsboro Baptist Church at 551 Hallsboro Road South. There will be special music and different speakers each night. Everyone is welcome. By the way, we are expanding our church news section at columbuscountynews.com. Be sure you send us your service information, address, website, or social media contacts, and any special events so we can share it with our readers. And remember, we are now publishing the good news at columbuscountynews.com on Wednesday. So check back throughout the week for updates on its additional events. And we never charge for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays and anniversaries, Good Samaritan hero stories, little kids with big fish, happy news of any kind. There's room for it on the good news. Email Jefferson Weaver at columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. We love visitors. If the blinds are open, we're open for business. For columbuscountynews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.